The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, ready. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott today. Carl's on assignment, as you know. A lot been going on in the world. I think Carl has something to do with it. I think he'll be back on Monday. I think he's planning on jumping back into, Tiger Field as part of the baseball game. Oh, baseball's over, isn't it? Well, whatever. I'm making stuff up now.
You know.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. Is it Make Stuff Up Friday?
It could be.
Right on.
Let me find out.
Yeah, look it up. I need to know if it's Make Stuff Up Friday, because that'd be fantastic. Katrina, are you good at making stuff up?
Sometimes.
I like that. Have you ever seen those shirts, I Make Stuff Up?
No, I haven't.
I always wanted one. I saw a shirt one time that said, I Make Stuff Up. Not lying. So let's start with the weather. You continue looking up what day it is, Nathan, and I'll do the weather.
Okay.
How about that? Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 91. Northwest wind, 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 62. Light and variable, wind becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Ooh, they're climbing. I don't like that. North-northwest wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Saturday night, clear with a low around 64. South wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. Sunday, 95. North-northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. Sunday night, around 64. And Monday, back down to 94. We do not have any clouds or rain in the forecast until next Wednesday night, when the low will be around 61, and Thursday, when the high will be around 87. As always, our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, giving senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. It is getting to be the fall. The winter is right around the corner. Give Chuck a call, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are warm friends. We're here this morning with my good friend Katrina. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, good morning.
Katrina has a friend with her, though.
Katrina's here with one of her good friends, Tanner.
I am.
Tanner's here. Tanner looks like a terrier mix or a pit mix, or what do you guys call those?
Definitely a pit mix.
Man, he's got a big head on him.
He does. He's a very meaty guy.
Man, I mean, he is all muscle all the time. But he's so friendly.
He is. He's a really sweet and outgoing dog. He's definitely a friend to anyone he meets.
Oh, yeah. He can run it to me. I mean, he was just wagging his tail and loving everybody.
For those who cannot see, he is just laying on the floor, being all cuddly.
Oh, is he really?
He is.
Of course, the first thing I
so
asked was, does he chase cats? I always ask that. Does he chase cats? Because, you know, my wife wouldn't buy that if he chased cats.
Why would you get a dog that doesn't chase cats, though?
Well, I know. That was my younger years. Since then, I've married and mellowed. Realized life is about compromise. Yeah. We can't have a dog that chases cats. My wife's a cat, crazy cat lady. She'll be happy to tell you that. So, let's just go over this one time. I asked you this before, but I want to know again, and I want our listeners to know, because Tanner looks like an awesome dog. And if you are a family without cats, he might be a good fit for you. He is, how old do you think he is?
So we believe he's around 5 years old.
And
definitely an adult.
Potty trained and all that kind of stuff or not? Or you don't tell people that when they come and pick him up, because it's kind of their business, huh?
It's kind of hard for us to fully know if they're going to be housebroken just because, you know, he came to us as a stray, so we don't actually know how he does in a household. But as a five-year-old, we're pretty confident that he's going to do just fine in that area.
Okay. He looks like he'll pass the little test with most people when you bring him into the little special room and try to love on him and see how he acts. He looks like he wants to be around people all the time.
He definitely does. I think he's a good dog to take places with you because he is very social. I know my coworkers have been taking him to PetSmart because we go to PetSmart Wednesday through Sunday with some, you know, with some dogs to see if anyone who comes in is wanting to adopt. And he's been doing really great there, being in the store. And he also loves meeting other dogs. So he kind of is good with everyone.
So he does really well with other dogs, huh? Like,
yeah.
I remember I had a great dog. Well, Carl, he's a fantastic dog. Carl, the dog, not Carl, yeah. The person. You figured that out, right? And, when he got, true story. When he got around, other dogs, he was like, he was just like, what's happening here? I'm the boss. Don't even try to be the boss of me. I mean, he was like really tough around him. He's not that way at all, huh?
No, he just wants to play.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, he's just kind of a big, goofy guy.
That is fantastic. Now, so for our listeners, I asked you last time, but also asked you your name last time, and I'm going to remember it next time. If they want to adopt Tanner today, let's just start with your hours. What are the hours they can adopt him?
Yeah, so our adoption center is open 11 to 5, and we're open Monday through Saturday. We are doing all of our adoptions by appointment still. We started that during COVID, and we've kind of kept it up because it does help. We only have 2 visiting rooms, and with an appointment, we are able to reserve a visiting room for you to use so you can meet with some dogs and see who's going to be a good fit for you. So if you are interested in Tanner, you can go ahead and give us a call at 530-241-1653 to find out more information about him and also to schedule a meet and greet with him as well.
And so you set up an appointment to do a meet and greet. Nathan, did we get that picture up on the web?
I am working on it right now.
Thank you, sir.
The puppy's name is, one more time,
Tanner.
Tanner.
That's Tanner, right. Yeah. And he is tan.
I am, yes.
All tan. He's all tan. He's really pretty.
And just so you know, the national day of the week is National Checkers Day, National Teal Talk Day, National Celebrate Bisexuality Day, and National Brave Day.
National what day?
Brave.
Brave. Are you brave? Is that what it's like? Or is that from the Atlanta Braves? They have their own day now? They're so popular?
Wow. Oh, man. You're talking to an Oakland fan here. Be careful.
Hey, I'm just asking. I'm trying to get context here for everybody. So, here's a question. What does it cost?
So actually, typically someone in Tanner's age range would have an adoption fee of $75, but we are still doing our summer promotion, which drops that adoption fee to only $25.
Whoa. 75 to 25?
Yep, and he's neutered, microchipped, he's been fully vetted, and is up to date on all of his shots.
I wish they did that on guns and ammunition sometime. That's like 60%. Oh, wait a minute. What is that? It's like 60% off, 66% off.
You want to do math this early?
I am a West Valley High School graduate, man. I went to a small rural high school. I could figure that out.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think it's 66% off. That's awesome.
Yeah. So definitely. $25.
That's like 3-4 cups of coffee at some places.
Yeah.
That is nuts. I would definitely be into that for $25. Now, that's his age range only?
Yeah, so pretty much any adult. So we count as an adult as 6 months and above. So that's most of the dogs and cats in our shelter, I would say.
Okay, and 6 months and below, more or less? More.
More. Yes.
Oh, because everybody wants a puppy and a kitten, right? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, and they do require just a few extra steps in just their whole vetting process. So it is a little bit more for them.
Okay, $25 and you can take Tanner home. Once you pass and you guys vet the new families pretty well, right? I mean, you're asking them some open-ended fact-finding questions and like, you know, where do you live? Well, maybe not where you live, but what's the home going to be like and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's important.
We definitely ask a lot of questions because we do want to make sure that, you know, we're matching you up well to a dog that is going to fit your lifestyle and kind of what you're looking for as well as what, you know, the specific dog needs are. So we definitely ask a lot of questions, but it's mostly just a conversation to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page for, you know, ultimately what you're looking for.
I totally get that. Like I said, I adopted a dog there, and we've adopted a few cats there before, too. I love the people at Haven Humane. A lot of my good friends work there. A lot of my good friends work there. All right, we're going to take our first break. We will be right back. Katrina, thank you so much for coming in with Tanner.
Thanks for having us.
All right, I'll see you next week.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with a Table Game Giants giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies.
Don't have fish.
Do I see blue?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Light is in on a very, very nice Friday morning. I have the incredible honor to be sitting with the National American Honey Queen. This part of the show. Oh, wait a second. Let's do a quick sports update. That's important, right? To see where we're going to be. So this weekend, the Shasta College football team is going to hit the road and take on Sierra College tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. At Sierra College tonight, in high school football action, this is real important. Enterprise will host Oroville. Foothill is going to Fortuna. Ugh, that's going to be a horrible ride. Let's hope they win so the ride back is fantastic. UPrep heads to Las Plumas. Anderson and Red Bluff, ooh, Cubs and Spartans, that's a big deal. And West Valley has an away game. They're going to take on Gridley. Fall River travels to Quincy and Central Valley host Willows. Also, Reading Christian hosts Maxwell. All games kick off at 7:30. Coming up, Shasta travels to Paradise on Friday, September 30th. All right, I'm here with Lucy Wynn, the 2022 American Honey Queen. She's going to be at the in Palisadro at the Honeybee Festival this weekend, September 24th and 25th. That's fantastic. And you're from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I am. I'm from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, but I'm excited to be here for the Palisadro Honeybee Festival.
I am so glad you're here. I know I had no idea. You know, Lucy Wynn. Wynn's a very common name here. So I figured it was somebody local. And then when I found out I had a national celebrity with us, I was quite impressed. And I'm also here with Glenda Wooten, a very close friend of the communities. And I'm assuming, but I'm just, you know, I think it's a pretty good assumption that Glenda probably had a lot to do with getting that Honeybee Festival going, her and Shannon.
Absolutely.
I would guess that. What, is that true, Glenda? Right. Oh, you don't want to talk, do you?
She's nodding her head.
Put your headphones on there and let's visit right there.
No, you talk with Lucy. She's got lots of information about the Honeybee Festival, and it's a great time and lots of vendors and good parking there at Bishop Quinn. You come out and have a good time, and there's a live bee beard at 11:30 that'll be performed in the tent out back underneath the oak tree. Oh, have Lucy give you some information on the honeybee world.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lucy, you're going to visit Palisadro this weekend as part of her National Honey Month Tour. Ooh, man, that's serious. She will participate in Palisadro Honeybee Festival with the Shasta County beekeepers during her stay, speaking to attendees about the importance of honeybees to the public's daily lives and about how beekeepers' dedication drives honeybee pollination. She will show attendees how honey has a diverse range of functions, forms, and flavors. You're also going to make appearances throughout the festival, and you're going to visit several local elementary schools and community groups during your stay. You are the 20-year-old daughter of Stephen and Lauren Wynn of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, also a sophomore at DeSales University, where you study business management and marketing. You guys keep backyard beehives, huh?
Yes, we do, yeah.
So let's talk about those backyard beehives.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between a backyard beehive and something that Glenda and Shannon would do, or something of, you know, what is the difference?
Yes, I've been keeping bees for 7 years, and I have around 3 or 4 hives at home right now, but I don't keep bees for profit. I don't make much money off of my hives, honey production or pollination services, but there are beekeepers in the United States called commercial beekeepers, and that's what they do for a job, for money. So I keep backyard hives because I love bees, because I'm passionate about it, but I don't make much profit. But I do. I really enjoy it.
You make honey?
I do sometimes, yep.
Sometimes?
Yes, well, sometimes I don't extract all the time. I want to give the bees ample amount of food for winter. We have pretty harsh winters in central Pennsylvania. So what I'm trying to do is, because I'm not going to sell it, I try to extract as much as we need and then give them the rest.
So what you're saying is the only reason you don't make a honey all the time is because you want to leave some there for the bees.
Oh, no. Beekeepers will leave ample amount of food.
Right, right.
They'll just take the surplus. What I am trying to say is that sometimes my bees don't make as much honey as I would like them to, so I want to stay on the safe side of things.
Good for you. good for you. Good for you and good for the bees.
I hope so. Thank you, yeah.
So I think bees are something that are really coming back into everybody's consciousness. You know what I mean? I think when we were growing up, we didn't think about bees. Bees were just everywhere, you know. The only time we thought about bees is when, you know, we were worried about getting stung when we were children, right? But I remember the world was full of bumblebees, too, back then. And you rarely see a bumblebee anymore. You know, I mean, you rarely see them. So, it is that they provide a very important function, like you said, pollination, honey, all the different things. And aren't the bees like? Aren't there all kinds of negative effects going on with the bees, and they're kind of struggling to get by as far as population and all that goes?
So, you're correct, and we're not seeing the populations spring back as much as we would like to, but the good news is that scientists and beekeepers, they do work together to kind of solve those problems we're seeing. Because you're totally right. Bees and honeybees especially are incredibly important in pollination. There are over 150 crops in the United States that are honeybee dependent. And a third of our diet is pollination dependent, and 80% of all pollinators and pollination in the United States is completed by the honeybee. So that's why I think it's fantastic that we're talking a little bit more about honeybees. The conversation is starting, and we have events like the Honeybee Festival. I mean, it's great because honeybees truly are, I mean, they're the backbone of American agriculture.
I know. I have many friends who have orchards down south, and they rely on those honeybees. I mean, they actually come and get honeybees, put them in their orchards to pollinate them, you know, almonds, whatever you guys call them especially. And so you said 80%?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that is crazy. That is crazy. How is, and you would know this, climate change affecting the honeybee?
You know, I don't really know. I don't know how climate change is directly affecting the honeybee. I think there are a multitude of factors that are affecting the population of honeybees right now.
So I know that ranchers are tied into a nature, of course, and water is something that's incredibly difficult to obtain right now. We're in the middle of a drought. We've been in drought for years and years and years. Does that affect them?
Well, a hive of bees during peak production will drink a liter of water per day, which is one of the things that people can do to have a pollinator-friendly garden, is to leave out an open water source with some places for the bees to perch on, because they do need water. So I'm sure that lack of water is not happy for them, but yeah.
So as we go forward, with number one, when I see a bee, I always appreciate it now. Where I would flick it off my arm before, I just move it nicely now, right? I'm like, oh, I love the bee. And I'm into the bees now. And plus, you know, I've sat with Glenda for hours talking about how she raised bees for all those years. It's fascinating to me. I mean, the science of it and the social structure of the bee, mm-hmm. of the hive, is amazing. I mean, you want to talk about an organization, a societal organization that is so efficient. I mean, you know, not one wing beat is wasted in their life. They have to do everything on time and on target in order to keep the hive healthy. Now, I'm going to ask you all these scientific weird questions. Okay. When you see a swarm of bees above a hive, what could be happening there?
So there's a couple of reasons why bees swarm. One of the reasons is they run out of room. A queen can lay up to 2,000 eggs per day. She no longer has any room to lay, so that a new queen is going to exit the hive and half of the bees will follow. So you're going to see a clump of bees hanging from a tree, or, you know, they're just going to be hanging, and it's going to be kind of a mass of bees. But I'm asking to not be alarmed, because when they're in that state, they're searching for a new home. They're focused on following the queen. And so they're the most gentle that they're ever going to be in that state. So I just recommend always leaving them alone and then calling a local beekeeper, calling your local beekeeping club, because there is a beekeeper that is going to be willing to get those bees for you, take them off your hands. But don't be alarmed. Don't spray them with chemicals. Just leave them alone and then call someone who specializes in honeybees.
So will they leave sooner than later, or?
They will. They will eventually leave. Yeah.
Or you can call
call a beekeeper who will take care of them properly. Yeah. And that's kind of, so we mentioned at the Honeybee Festival the bee beard demonstrations. That's kind of what's going on when you do a bee beard. You're putting the queen under your chin in a queen cage, and the honeybees, the worker bees, are going to follow because they want to be with her. And so what you have is that massive bees that looks like a beard on your face, and because they're so gentle during that state, they're not going to bother the person that has the bee beard on. You're kind of imitating a swarm, and it's a wonderful sight to see. It's something that I think everybody should really check out.
Oh, I've got pictures of that.
Yeah,
Shannon with his bee beard on. So yeah, so they have a queen underneath.
They do, yeah.
and they're kind of swarming on that, trying to get to the queen. And is it her responsibility to find some place, or do they just find it together?
I think they kind of find it together. The honeybees don't actually make a hard exterior they're always going to find a hollow, so a wall or the center of a tree, because what honeybees make is wax, which is soft and it's not protected. So they're going to try to find someplace secure and inside something is what they're looking for.
That is so interesting to me. All right, well, I'm sitting here with Lucy Nguyen, the American Honey Queen from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask her all kinds of tough questions like I've been asking her. But you've been doing fantastic. And I think this is stuff that our listeners are interested in. Plus, the Honeybee Festival this weekend, 24th and 25th. And what time does it open up? 8 a.m. at Bishop Quinn Community Center, 21893 Old 44 Drive, of course, in the wonderful community of Palo Cedro. Free Fire Radio, we'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
I'll be your shadow and scare you, be my sunny day. I'll be your shade tree.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's beautiful Friday morning. So much going on this weekend. including the Honeybee Festival in Palisadro, starts at 8:30 tomorrow. If you are listening right now, I forgot to tell you, this is the most important part. It's pancake breakfast, 8 a.m. to 10:30. Event parking is $2. Entry is free. You have a chance to win the American Honey Queen, Lucy Wynn from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. How many school visits are you doing today?
I did 2 school visits yesterday and the day before. Today, I think we're doing media opportunities.
Oh, media. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. I guess that's a way to line it up, huh?
Yeah, I spoke to Phoenixville Charter Academy and the Millville Elementary School, and they were both really great. And a lot of kids were really knowledgeable about honeybees and talked excitedly about the Honeybee Festival.
Oh, well, it's what goes on in Palisadro,
yeah.
You know. I mean, besides the farmer's market, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a school like that, do you take something with you to like, put their hands on them and pictures or something? Because, you know, kids are so driven by stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that visual aids are incredibly important. I try to bring, I'm usually staying with the beekeeper as my host, so I try to bring a smoker tool or a hive tool. When I was in California doing school promotions, we had actually an observation hive, which is a frame of bees encased in glass so that they can see how the bees interact, which is super cool. But I always do have some prints that I show for visual aids.
What grade was it?
I was talking to grades K through 12.
Oh, so I'm trying to see what this looked like in my mind. Paint a picture for our listeners. You were talking to K through 12, but was it in the gym? Is that what happened? I mean, how do you see all the people at once?
It was not all at once. They kind of rotated in by class. So
oh, okay.
When I'm giving presentations to schools, I give the same information, but I try to change up maybe the jargon a little bit, because when you're talking to 12th graders, seniors in high school, they're able to maybe understand a little bit more about the biology. Well, I explain the caste system, the drone, the worker, and the queen to maybe the little kids.
Right, right. You want to know how to make those visits real memorable?
Absolutely, yeah.
You should just open the door and put a swarm in there.
No.
Let me tell you, man, them kids will never forget that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, don't make sure you video that, because I'll tell you, watching them kids come out of that room.
Ted, have you done this before?
No.
What we're trying to encourage is the kind of getting people excited about honeybees and really understanding how gentle they are. And honeybees are hive-minded. They have no real inclination to sting if you're away from the hive. So that's what we're kind of trying to do. So maybe a swarm would be effective, because they'll be all right.
Yeah, that would be something. And I realized how gentle they were after talking to Glenda so many times about it. I'm like, who knew all of that about the honeybees? Now, so they eat honey. That's
honeybees,
their food.
And pollen, yes.
And pollen.
Mm-hmm.
And so is honey the storage of the pollen for tough times, or how does that work?
So honey is made out of nectar.
Right.
The nectar, when they collect nectar, it goes into a special organ of theirs called a honey stomach. The enzymes in the honey stomach mix with the nectar, and then they take it to the hive, dry it out, cap it with wax, and that's honey. It's less than 18.3% moisture. The pollen is kept in a separate cell in the honeycomb. But all honeybees exist on the honeycomb. That's where the eggs are laid. It's where the young is kept and fed. It's where the pollen is. It's where the nectar and honey is.
In the honeycomb?
In the honeycomb, yes.
So I'll bet you don't tell them little kids that honey comes out of something called a honey stomach.
I do.
Oh, man, I'll bet they're like, ugh. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but you know how little kids are. They're so imaginative, right? That probably, anyway, it doesn't matter. They're still interested, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that they most leave with that renewed sense of curiosity about honeybees.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Always asking questions, yeah.
And the next morning they're down at Black Bear Diner and they're looking at their dad and saying, "Hey dad, you know where this comes from?" "Yeah, it comes from a bee." "No, it comes from a honey stomach inside of a bee."
Well, honey's, I mean, really clean. It's an antibiotic. It's an anti-inflammatory. And it's a sterile agricultural product. It's wonderful. It's used in medicine. Yeah.
Absolutely. I had a kid with one of my sons has allergies. So we put him on that star thistle honey. We had to start getting a local star thistle honey. And I'll tell you, it made a difference. I mean, it works. I have no idea what the science of it is, you know. But probably better than Manzanita tea for poison oak, I would imagine. Right? Have you ever heard of that?
I've never.
Glenda, have you ever heard of that? Yeah, I'm not sure that ever worked for me. I had horrible poison oak growing up as a kid, so I tried everything. I ate acorns, Manzanita tea, evaporated milk. Yeah, actually worked pretty well, evaporated milk.
Oatmeal baths?
Yeah, oatmeal bath, it's for the same reasons, yeah. Yeah, just kind of put a, you know, film over the top of it. So, all right, well, I am so glad you came by today. I know that you've got a very busy morning. How many stops do you have?
Oh, I think two after this.
All kind of the same questions. Everyone's all interested and curious about what you do and how it works.
Everything's different. I'm excited to be promoting the Honeybee Festival, talking about honeybees, and thank you so much for having me. It's been really great.
One more question.
Please.
You said that you were crowned in January, right?
Oh, yes, the first week in January.
And then when did you have to take off?
Well, I've been doing promotions, so I feel kind of lucky. I was after COVID, so I was able to travel and meet with people in person, travel across the United States, but also because of the pandemic, we got a little bit more tech savvy, so I was able to talk to schools. Even when I was a student at college, I was able to do school presentations and talk to media opportunities online. So, so I've been working pretty consistently since then because you kind of get the best of both worlds.
They're paying you six figures. You need to get an agent.
Maybe I should get
an agent. You need to get an agent, yeah. You can make six figures at this, I'm telling you. You're good at it. You're good at it. You have a future in it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you finish up here, I'm guessing Sunday evening or Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then another stop somewhere, or are you going home?
Oh, I'll be traveling through around till November is when I'll be going.
Whoa. And how often do you get home?
Oh, often.
Go back and forth.
Yeah, sometimes I do. You go on long stretches and, you know, when you're talking about something that you're passionate about and you're getting to see the United States, you're meeting new people and meeting new beekeepers, it goes by quickly. I know I'm going to miss it when I'm not Honey Queen, so I'm eager to get back on the road anytime I'm home.
So you'll be crowned Honey Queen for 1 year?
For 1 year, and then I'll give the title up to another young lady at the American Beekeeping Federation Conference the first week in January.
And where do they hold that at?
It changes, varies city to city, but this year it's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Did you know before you went to the Federation Conference that you were going to be the American Honey Queen, or was it a surprise?
I was hoping. I was the Pennsylvania State Honey Queen for 2020 and 2021. So when I went to the American Beekeeping Federation, what I was doing was I was being evaluated on my public speaking ability and knowledge of the industry. I was hoping for this position. So when I went, I was crowned in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was crossing my fingers and trying hard for the title.
Against 49 other contestants or not? Or
no, not 49 others.
How many other contestants were there?
So COVID ruined or hurt a lot of queen programs. And so there weren't many queens that were actually running.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe 47, 46. It's okay to make stuff up. It's Make Stuff Up Friday, isn't that right, Nathan?
That's right. That's right. We decided that.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's Make Stuff Up Friday. You can make it up. I'm good with it. I could tell you to win anyway. Didn't matter how many there.
Yeah, it was at least 500.
Yeah, it could have been 500. You never know. So, all right. Well, I am so glad you guys dropped by. Glenda, always, always fantastic to see you. Matt, it was great meeting you. I want to thank you because I just found out you guys were coming on the show a couple days ago when Pat let me know. And so I am very, very happy. This was a very, very good interview. And I wish you luck. I wish you luck on your travels.
Thank you.
And, of course, have a great festival this weekend. We're talking about the 41st Annual Palisadro Honeybee Festival, 8 a.m. at Bishop Quinn Community Center out in 21893 Old 44 Drive, Palisadro. Pancake breakfast starts at 8 a.m. We got beer, bee stings, and wine. How about that? That sounds good. And don't forget about the live bee beard. What time is the live bee beard? Or is it?
11:30.
Perfect. Make sure you're there by 11:30. Bee costume parade. That's great. Bee costume parade. We're going to meet the American Honey Queen and all kind and live music. So have a great time this weekend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break. Free Fire Radio on an awesome Friday morning. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Dad. She ain't a fool of me. makes my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Something I couldn't see. Honey, I can't imagine how my life would be.
I like that, Nathan. Nice work, brother. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. Nobody can replace Miss Linda. He'll probably be back in next week sometime when I get back from their high speed top secret assignment. We just had a great interview with Lucy Wynn, the American Honey Queen. She's going to be at the Palo Cedro Honeybee Festival this weekend. And I'm kind of, bummed out that I'm not going to make it. I got class this weekend, so.
Yeah, you're saying you're busy all weekend, man.
I am, yeah. It's the thing about my life, though. I get to make my own schedule, but people go to class on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. That's when I do things.
Yeah, yeah. So they're off work, and they can come and learn how to shoot and move and communicate and learn about some CCW law and all the changes in the state of California. And so they do it on the weekends, and so I normally work most weekends. I try and take one weekend off to spend some time with my wife. Last time I had a weekend off, we were in Tahoe, actually, with Carl and Linda, seeing Keith Urban in concert.
Oh, Tahoe.
Let me tell you, have you ever been to that Harvey's Amphitheater?
You know, every time I go to Tahoe, it's only to see, like, fireworks on the 4th of July or something. So I can't say I see concerts out there.
Well, I don't know if you're a concert goer, but we're shows. We're show people, right? We like
to go
see shows. And it's part of our, like, we'll go away event. My wife likes shows. And we'll go and have a nice dinner. We did Gordon Ramsay's when we were in Tahoe with Carl and Linda when we were there. It was like the last weekend in August or the first weekend in September. And then we'll go to a show, and then of course we dress up, we dress nice, and then we'll go out after the show and maybe we'll have a drink or two, and then we'll go gamble some, and then I'll get up the next day and I'll watch football, you know, in the sports book, and it's just a great getaway. Tahoe's, you know, Tahoe is just incredibly gorgeous. And you know, it was 100 and something degrees here, and it was 75 there in the evening, and
in the summer,
yeah, that was beautiful.
Have you ever gone there in the winter?
Yeah, of course, I'm a skier, so I like Heavenly and North Star, and it's great in the winter too. Got to have a four-wheel drive to get around. It can get icy.
I was going to say, we're getting into that time of year again.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited about the winter. So excited about the winter. Because you know me, I'm a cold weather person. I told you, I don't care if every day, I don't care if it rains from now to Memorial Day.
I can do rain. I don't do snow.
You know, snow's a funny thing with me. I don't mind it. I don't love it because it's cold and wet, right? But I think it's beautiful, and as long as I can get around in it, I'm fine with it. I really am. And when it's raining here, of course, it's snowing in the mountains, and we can ski. So I'm pretty excited about that. This session is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com /Reading. All right, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the mini festivals we have. So we got the Palisader Honeybee Festival,
right?
And we have the Roots Festival,
Reading Roots Festival,
and that starts tomorrow also.
You know, I know it goes on tomorrow. I think it might actually start today. Let me double check.
Are they going to rock it the whole time? I mean, it's all about music and vendors, right?
Yeah,
you have some vendors in there too.
Yep.
You know, Reading is starting to get pretty hip like that, isn't it?
Hip?
I mean, yeah, we're starting to get some stuff going on that I really like, right? More shows?
October 23rd and 24th. So.
It's today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's off. We're done tomorrow evening.
Well, this is for the Reading Roots Festival. I know there's something going on the 24th and 25th. I don't know which festival that is. Hold on.
Are any of your friends playing in the Roots Festival?
Yeah, actually, I've got a, there's a couple bands that I know are in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've got 20 something local bands mixed in. Yeah.
Wow. 20 something.
It's a large amount. Like, if I was to try and list them all, I'd be here for another 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
You know what is very, very interesting to me is the way a band changes the whole situation. You know, like, we went to that Reading Festival of Lights, right? And, oh, they're going to have a band. That's fantastic. But as soon as we got there and saw that band, man, we were sitting there drinking, listening to the band the whole time. I mean, it just really is a nice thing. It's a nice thing to have as a band. And, of course, you know, we're music people. So... Oh, we got a caller, huh?
Yeah.
Bring it on. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Who am I talking to?
This is Nick, Holmes Skillet. What are you up to?
What the heck's happening, Nick?
I wanted to tell you you've done a pretty good job co-hosting, Ted.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. I know how tough you can be.
Hey, who lined up all your guests while you were gone? Were they all lined up for you?
No. Well, some of them were. Haven Humane comes in every Friday, you know, and sometimes I just lay at night, you know, Carl says, well, you've got the Friday show. You have no guests, so go figure it out.
So you figured out to get on the League of Women Voters. I was wondering who you were having on.
Well, Susan Wilson was here on Tuesday with SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we had talked about Missy McCarthy being the president of the League of Women Voters and how Missy and I were old friends. And so she asked if I had any open slots. I said, yeah, I do Friday. As a matter of fact, why don't you come in at 8 o'clock? So they're sitting outside right now.
All right. Well, I'm anxious to listen to that. I kind of have a problem with their forums because, they make up the questions themselves. They claim they take questions from the audience, but I've seen them stick mine at the bottom of the pile and not listen to it. I'd like to suggest that you put together a debate instead of a forum to where the candidates can get up there and argue. Instead of talking about the subject that they tell you you can talk about like a bunch of socialists. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's just my style. Did you know that? That's what I like to hear. I like to hear that debate, a bunch of candidates arguing.
Yeah, but we never have one. We have these forums to where, you know, you'll stick to the subject and you can't interrupt and tell somebody that they're full of crap and... You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Check this out, Nick. Check this out. This is a true story. I tell Carl all the time. I tell Bill all the time I have this fantasy. They always look at me like I'm weird. But fantasies are different than daydreams, right? Because daydreams, they don't stimulate you. I like fantasies. I fantasize about this type of debate. Check this out. Tell me if this wouldn't work. And it would work in today's social media world, right? You could actually go to a debate, some sort of an open type, you know, with an audience and some candidates. And they could all log in to one social media page, let's say a Facebook page, right? And you could have a survey on that page. And the survey would be question and answer style. And once a candidate was speaking, everybody in the audience that has a cell phone could go on there and they could answer. Or they could make a comment. For instance, this is so-and-so, right? This is so-and-so. And we asked her this question, and she answered this way. And you could actually answer, you could take a survey that said, didn't answer the question, outright lying, knows the subject well, and all of these different ones. Then once the survey could be, the survey could be tabulated within like 5 seconds. And you could have that on a screen, right, where all the candidates and the audience could see it. The candidates can see how they reach the audience, which is important, right, because that means they need to move left or right with their answering their questions, right? They would have to move. They would have, I mean, if they weren't connecting with the audience, they're not going to get elected, period. Or there was the opportunity for a good portion, and, of course, it would be by percentages, so it would be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 10% thought they didn't answer the question, 30% thought they were lying, 40% thought they knew it well and had a good idea, 50% said they had no strategy whatsoever and didn't even know what the question was about, and then 10% could say, that's a good strategy going forward, I think it will work, right? So wouldn't that be something if you went to a forum or a debate like that?
Oh, that'd be really good, except for Facebook. I don't know why anybody even want. We need to get rid of Facebook. They $416 million to finance drop boxes and rig and sway the election.
Well, I was just using Facebook as an example of what you could do,
because
you could do that, right? You could actually do that, and that would be fun. That'd be great. And it would be good for the candidates, because the candidates can be like, wow, that did not resonate. Or, hey, that resonated really well.
Yes.
Right? And so I can continue with that messaging, or that messaging is no good. I need to get a different, message. So.
We need to get a debate going and not a forum where, you know, the audience can't be involved. You know, that's the League of Women Voters. There'll be no participation by the audience.
So I wasn't there. You can't even clap.
What's that all about?
Oh, no clapping. I'd struggle. I probably wouldn't make it for the whole time.
Oh, gosh. I clapped at one of the forums. Danuka was there running against Megan Dolly, And, oh, geez, was I ever a bad guy. People turned around and glared at me, and they reminded the audience that there would be no participation. Reminds me of socialism. That's what I'm kind of getting that taste in my mouth about a lot of things.
Right? Yeah, but, Nick, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Did you care?
Oh, no, I did it on purpose.
You did not care.
Oh, hell no. I don't let those old women piss me.
I appreciate you, brother. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're on Free Fire Radio. We're going to come right back with the League of Women Voters. It's Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. Have a great one, Nick.
We're going to put the comments off till after the show.
All right.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy spelling out what his party plans to accomplish should voters hand back control of the House to the GOP in the midterm elections.
The plan, dubbed the Commitment to America, marks McCarthy's most concrete attempts to outline a policy agenda to try to persuade voters ahead of November's races, in which the GOP is favored to flip the House. McCarthy's blueprint contains four overarching goals: creating an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. The proposals largely lean on issues that Republicans believe are advantageous for them in this cycle, including high inflation, concerns over crime, and increased crossings at the southern border. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Hurricane Fiona roared past Bermuda this morning, passing just to the west of the islands, bringing heavy rains and tropical storm force winds. Canada's maritime provinces expect to start feeling the impact of the storm by late today. And Fiona really walloped Puerto Rico, prompting President Biden to issue a disaster declaration. With so much fentanyl flowing into the U.S. across the open southern border, the Los Angeles Unified School District is taking action. Superintendent Alberto Cavallo says that Narcan will be made available to students who overdose.
Over the past few weeks, our system has been deeply impacted by the injury to some students and the death of at least one student as a result of an unacceptable level of availability of narcotics, of opioids in our community.
The superintendent heard on ABC 7 Los Angeles. There is a big sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 469 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Iranian state TV suggests the death toll in protests over the police custody death of a 22-year-old woman has risen to more than two dozen.
The Islamic Nation's state-run media has reported demonstrations of hundreds of people in at least 13 cities, including the capital, Tehran. Now videos are emerging showing crowds protesting and security forces in riot gear firing and chasing protesters. The protests have begun as an emotional outpouring over the death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman held by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strictly enforced dress code. In a further development, people in Tehran and some other cities are planning to hold a counter-protest rally after the Friday prayers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The new British government announcing a sweeping plan of tax cuts aimed at boosting the economy. Townhall.com. Legal wrangling over a deadly Missouri rail accident.
BNSF Railway says in a federal lawsuit that victims of an Amtrak derailment in Missouri should be required to seek settlements through arbitration rather than filing lawsuits. Four people died and dozens more were injured when an Amtrak train collided with a pickup truck near Minden, Missouri on June 27th. BNSF owns the railroad tracks used by Amtrak. BNSF says in a lawsuit filed Tuesday that victims who bought tickets agreed to terms and conditions that include binding arbitration agreements. The company also is seeking to have any lawsuits filed in state court delayed until the federal court rules on the arbitration issue. Keith Peters reporting.
Voting is underway in Russian-occupied sectors of Ukraine, with people supposedly free to decide whether they want to join the Russian Federation. The referendum runs afoul of Ukrainian and international law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Mott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty's in for Carl Bott. I think Carl and Linda will be back next week. I am here with the League of Women Voters. I've interviewed you guys before, and I'm very excited to do it again. But before we do that, Nathan, how's it going to feel today? Hot, cold, what's the deal?
Well, actually, I've got to do a financial report first.
Let's do that.
And hold on one moment, okay?
You bet. Then we'll do the
All right, let's do that financial report.
Oh, good morning. This is Susan with Stiefel. Stocks and commodities are sliding this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial averages off 440 points at 29,635. The S&P 500 is down 66 points at 3,691. And the Nasdaq Composite is losing 195 points at 10,870. The four most actively traded stocks this morning, Ford down 72 cents, trading at $12.05. Apple off $2.29. Trading at $150.40, AMD off $1.44 at $68.04, and Tesla down $11, trading at $277.14. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced still at 3.71%. For commodities, gold is down $28 an ounce at $1,652, silver off 83 cents at $19 an ounce, and crude oil is off $5, trading at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stiefel Investments, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. It's a rough week in Wall Street. Look for opportunities.
Everything's on sale.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Everything, every cloud is a silver lining. It's all on sale.
Go buy it now. And then we've got another caller before us. Hold on. All right. And this is Terry, right?
I'm here, Ted. How you doing?
Good, Terry. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Thanks for taking the time to call in today to talk to Missy, Pam, and Susan. You have a question for them?
No, I have an announcement to make on our program. I had told Pat this.
Oh, right on.
On Sunday at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR, we will be having on Max Steiner. He's the Democrat running for Congress. We will have him on for the full hour. And then October the 2nd, we will have Congressman LaMalta on for the full hour. So if folks want to listen in and they want to hear what Max has to say and they want to ask questions, that's great. Same with Congressman LaMalta on the following Sunday, October 2nd. So I just wanted to let people know that. We only take one break on each one of those programs, so we'll have plenty of time for an interview that will ask some we will have some questions that I think a lot of people want to know, and I think we need to keep that to where folks are getting the full scoop and not just platitudes.
I totally get that, and I appreciate you calling in, Terry. That's a good. Hey, you guys have a great show, by the way.
Thank you. Sunday at 9 o'clock, and I think that it'll be really good. And we're going to have the candidates on. Make sure we give them plenty of time, but we want folks to ask questions. I mean, real questions.
All right. Thanks for calling in. This portion of the show is brought to you by my good buddy Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call Pat Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may not recover. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need someone fighting for you. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. How's that weather doing, Nathan?
Oh, you always want the weather.
Because it's the fall. I want to hear it.
Because it's so beautiful right
Say
now.
Say it.
All right. Sunny with a high near 91. That's what we have today. Sunny with a high near 91. That's so nice. All right. And later tonight, we are clear with a low around 62. Light and variable wind becoming north-northwest around 5 miles per hour near midnight. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high near 94. Saturday night is clear with a low around 64. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 95. Sunday night is going to be clear with a low around 64. And that is our weekend.
All right on. Thank you very much. All right. We're here this morning with some very important guests. League of Women Voters are here. I was talking to Susan Wilson and Missy MacArthur. You're the president.
I am.
That name should sound familiar to everybody. You
Maybe
know.
A little.
Yeah. Mayor of Reading, leader in our good community for many, many years. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you very much, by the way.
Thank you. And I got my CCW through you.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much. Yeah. We have class not this weekend, but next. So hopefully we'll have a whole nother group of folks coming through there, exercising that constitutional right. And I'm here with Pam Crow. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I told you you look familiar to me. Are you related to the crows out in Happy Valley?
No.
Because, you know, I went to school out there and there's a bunch of crows out there.
This crow is not from Happy Valley.
Great people. Great people. I got along with them great because, you know, Happy Valley, Cottonwood, you know. And, of course, Susan Wilson.
Hi there.
Good morning. If you guys remember, Susan was here. Was it Monday?
Monday, I think, yeah.
Monday was Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. She was here with Hector Rubio, and that was a great interview. It caused me to even question my own, you know, things that I had thought over the years.
Right, so. We were here celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month.
That's right. That's right. That was good. That was very good. So we're here with the League of Women Voters, and you have given me some handouts here that you want to talk about, of course.
Right, we do.
I wanted to talk about the league first.
Okay.
Because I don't think people understand exactly what it is and, you know, I'm the League of Women Voters. Well, what do you guys stand for? Give me some history behind it, how it came about, all that kind of stuff. And Missy, you can do it, or Susan, you can do it. Or
what about I do the history?
Good at history.
I'll do the history and let,
you can go from there.
Let Missy hit the regular stuff. The League of Women Voters was actually founded by Carrie Chapman Catt in 1920, when women were looking for the right to vote and passing the 19th Amendment. So that's why we have women in our name. I want to make the point that we do have many members who are men. And sometimes we think about how do we rebrand, and yet League of Women Voters is our history. And
so I get that.
We stick with that. And we worked hard with other women's groups to put together the 19th Amendment, to get the 19th Amendment passed so that women could vote. In Reading, the League has been here for more than 70 years, right here in Shasta County.
Wow.
Just so that you know that we are part of the culture of this town.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. So currently, what are your goals and mission, Missy?
Well, basically, we're about educating the public. For instance, on Saturday, Pam here is leading a venue at the Methodist Church at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. called Pies and Propositions. And we're going to go over the pros and cons of the propositions that are put forth to the voters of California. So anybody who's interested in that should show up.
Saturday, you said?
Saturday at the United Methodist Church.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And tonight at 6 p.m., we have District 1 Supervisor Forum at Pilgrim Congregational Church. And that will be very interesting, as we've had all week, we've had forums, and they've just been fascinating. Last night we had tremendous turnout in the city of Shasta Lake for their candidates' races. So we're really encouraging people to come out, get educated, find out about the propositions, find out about their candidates, how do their candidates think, and who would they want to vote for. So we're hoping we have people show up and just teach them about who are these people that are about to represent them possibly.
It's really important to us to make sure that people understand that we're nonpartisan. We never endorse a candidate. So we're a great group to put on a forum like
this. And
we don't
endorse a party either. We don't endorse a candidate or a party.
And I think that's really important, especially if you're about education.
That's right.
If you're just about, sometimes when a proposition passes or doesn't, if I just shake my head and I think, why? How could that be? I mean, you would think that, and I don't know how you voted on it or whatever, but I'm going to give you, for instance, the gas tax, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I don't know. I think probably 95% of everybody in California would not vote for a gas tax, but somehow it passed. So it means people aren't going to these forums or your pies and propositions and learning about them, or maybe I'm incorrect and I just have a very small view of the world.
Well, I think it's really important to remember that California uses ballot measures more than any other state in the union. You know, we really have people making decisions rather than just the legislature making decisions. So, and things get on the ballot many different ways. You know, some of them are actually passed to the ballot by the legislature. Some come from the people as an initiative statute. So ballot measures end up here in a variety of ways. And I think that that's interesting to know. The league does evaluate every single ballot measure and issues this document that we call the pros and cons. You can go online and type in League of Women Voters pros and cons and pull it down and get your own information as well.
Oh, I want to come back to that because I think everybody would be interested in that. We're going to take our first break, and we are here with the League of Women Voters, Free Fire Radio, Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. I'm here with the League of Women Voters, Ms. MacArthur, Susan Wilson, and Pam Crow. We're going to talk a little bit about propositions and some of the mystery that that surrounds propositions, and because we're all going to be voting for these come November. And so I want to remind everyone in our last segment that at the Methodist Church tomorrow night, we've got pies and propositions, 6 p.m. You'll be running that, right, Pam?
Yes.
And then tonight at Pilgrim Congressional, we're also going to have
District 1 forum.
It's what? Oh, District 1 forum.
For the supervisors. For
perfect.
District 1.
Yeah,
that
district
would be one. Aaron Resner and Kevin Cry.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that should be real interesting and fun. That should be real interesting and fun right there. Okay, so, Pam, seeing as how you're doing pies and propositions, I'm going to ask you some tough questions. We were talking about it at the break. You can go to the League of Women Voters website, right? League of Women Voters of California, download this particular document?
Yes, LWVC, pros and cons, and you'll get information that you need to vote.
Throw it in your browser, LWVC, pros and cons. This is so interesting to me. One thing I want you to know, one thing that I learned at break is that when you download this document and you start looking through the propositions, I got proposition 1, I got proposition 26 next. At the top it'll say initiative, constitutional and statutory amendment. That means it's a change to the California Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there's some others that just say initiative statute. And so those will not change the California Constitution.
So you really want to think carefully if you want to change the Constitution, because it's a difficult move, and if you change it and you don't like it, it's very difficult to move it back again. So that just needs some extra consideration.
Well, so I'm looking at 26 and 27, which are competing initiatives, right? They're competing ballot initiatives, 26 and 27. So you have to vote on one of those, or you should vote on one of those. I mean, one of them's going to pass.
Well, if both of them pass, it will probably go to the courts to figure out how exactly they're going to go into effect. But they could both pass, one could not pass.
What would it look like if both of them passed? I'll bet that would be interesting to vote.
Wait, one is just increasing the types of gambling that can happen in the state, and also talks about sports betting at the casinos and at the 4 horse race tracks that we have in the state.
Okay.
And the other one talks about online and mobile sports wagering. So that's even even more broad-based, I think. But if they both pass, then it's going to go to the courts to figure out how it's going to be coming into effect. So
Proposition 26 allows in-person roulette, dice games, sports wagering on tribal lands. And so that could pass. And then Prop 27, so it's not a winner-take-all thing. They could both pass. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Or they could both not pass.
They could both not pass, yeah.
And then Prop 27 is online, allows online and mobile sports wagering outside of tribal land. So, all interesting.
So you
right
get
there.
To vote online. The interesting thing, I think, is
You said vote online. You meant bet online.
Bet online.
So, but you have to be 21 to bet. These two propositions have brought in more money for their support than any other propositions.
$400 million.
Yeah.
$400 million has been spent on.
Well, there's a lot of money in gambling. I mean, go to Vegas.
Yes, it shows here.
They didn't make a lot of money on gambling, right? So this is a gambling thing, and you really need to understand these two propositions. I mean, you can't watch a TV show without seeing Prop 26 and Prop 27.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons you have to really be aware of where the money's coming from to put all those ads on TV, so that you can be more conscious of how you're being manipulated, perhaps. You know. So.
I like that because it is, you know, I mean, sales. It's sales. They're selling you. I got it.
Marketing's important.
Yeah, so let's go back. I've been running the kind of show here, and I'm sorry about that, Pam. I wanted you to talk about this document right here and how important it is and what you'll be talking about tomorrow night at Pies and Propositions.
Well, at the state level of the League of Women Voters, they very carefully go over every proposition. And if you get this document offline, you'll find why this came into being, what are the proponents of it, what the opponents say, and who is supporting it, you know, the money behind it. So the fiscal effects of it, it's all there, so you can look at it and see how that relates to your values and how you think things should be run and how the world should go. So this is a really good example of how to make a decision. It gives you more information than just the booklet that actually comes out with the propositions in the mail. So it's better, I think. It's my opinion.
Yeah, and why does where the money coming from matter?
Because I'm sorry to interrupt you, Pam, but as we've seen in local elections, even when money comes in, you want to know, is it from, you know, your neighbors or is it from somebody far away? Connecticut, something like that.
Money that comes in from out of state normally has something attached to it, right?
Correct.
I mean, does that make sense?
Have a vested interest for some reason.
Right. And I'm always looking at who pays for what.
Right. That's important.
And I bet most of us have been in business, so, you know, we follow the money.
Yep.
We get to where the money starts and why.
Exactly.
And why they want it and why they could want it, right? I mean, it's not hard to look at 26 and 27 and figure that all out, right? Proposition 1, the reproductive freedom, that's an interesting proposition to me because could that be one of the propositions that we talk about changing the Constitution of California? When you change the Constitution of a state, it's very difficult to ever change it back. To ever get rid of it. Is
correct.
That right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so whenever you talk about a constitutional initiative, that's a big, big deal. That could be forever.
It could be.
Right?
It has to go back to the people, you know, to change. The legislature can't change the Constitution by itself. What overturn any part of the Constitution?
Got it. It has to be
back
voted
to
for.
The people. Yeah. So one of the things that we want to note is that the League of Women Voters doesn't back party or individuals, candidates. But we do back issues.
Right.
So there are certain issues that we are behind. Anything that has to do with equality,
sure.
For instance, we will always support. So when you see the League of Women Voters support something, like we are supporting Proposition
1,
it's about equality and the rights of privacy for the individual. So there are certain things that we stand behind. And that's important for the league.
So it doesn't matter the issue. The League of Women Voters has an opinion, and you will look anybody in the eyeball and tell them what that opinion is?
No, that's not accurate.
I mean,
is
that where we're at? Because it's going to be a good show if that's the case.
Actually, Pam, do you want to explain how we do neutral and...
Would you like me to do that since I sat on the board, California board, and the national board of the League of Women Voters? So the League of Women Voters takes an issue, looks at it thoroughly. We do what we call study it. We look at it from top to bottom, inside and out, and take positions on those issues. And we have a position
protocol. We have this all written out. Then when something comes up on a ballot like this, we will study it again. So in California, a group of us, we're called the Legislative Committee, imagine that, look at each of these things that are on the election ballot and say, how does that fit with what we believe and what we have already studied and what we know to be the case? So in reproductive freedom, you heard Missy, she hit it on the head. You know, it goes with what we believe about equality for women. So that's how we decide yes or no. And so you'll find that the league here this time, we have support on a couple of them, only two of all of them. Some of them were neutral on, and some of them we took absolutely no position on.
Oh, man, I wish I could have my own, because I'd like to be, you know, when you say freedom, I'm into it, mm-hmm. right? I don't know about the equality piece, because I just really haven't ever thought about it too much. I mean, I understand all what's been going on with Roe v. Wade, because I did go to West Valley High School, home of the Eagles. We had good, great teachers, okay? So freedom is freedom. I get that. And so I could understand why you guys would jump right on that,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, my wife would also. So she's uh-huh. jumping up and down and saying, yes, Missy, yes, way to go, Pam, right? What is the other proposition that you guys have taken an opinion on?
Proposition 31.
All right. Yes or no to banning flavored tobacco products? So you guys are recommending that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, we got to take a break, don't we? Man, I'm all the way into this, Nathan.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you know, you could just tell Carl, no, no more advertising. We're going to do this for free until it crashes right into the ground.
Oh, man. You just
guess
man.
That wouldn't go, would it?
You say all the pretty things.
I know, yeah. All right. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with League of Women Voters, the Free Fire Radio, Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. See you in about 4.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Matra has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love, honey. Everything will break.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. It's an awesome Friday morning. I'm looking forward to a high of 91. It better not go to 92, Nathan, or I'm going to find you this week at the Roots Festival.
I'm going to start at the Honey Festival. So.
Oh, right on. Okay, thanks for letting me know. At least I'll get started early.
If we're going to be chasing each other.
Yeah, that's right. 91 degrees today. It's fall. Everybody's in a good mood. Football season is back. Hunting season is back. The days on the range are nice and cool. And everybody's in a fantastic mood, I hope. Is everyone in a good mood today?
Absolutely.
You betcha.
Yep. Right on. So we're talking with the League of Women Voters, and so interesting, Prop 1 is, of course, the reproductive freedom proposition, and how important it was for equality, for privacy, and for freedom.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the flip side is when you let the government start deciding things for you to do with your own body, you can have China where they say you can only have one child. So that's the flip side. You don't really want the government making decisions for you.
Oh, no, I totally get that. And a tiny bit, one more layer, and then we're moving on, okay? Most of the time when you talk about reproductive freedom, there's a lot of religion mixed into that.
There is.
And we have so many different, I mean, we're a country founded on religious freedom. So anytime there's a lot of religion in anything that goes on, you have to be very tolerant and suspicious of it. Right? Of one religion causing laws on the rest of us, because of course freedom is not about one religion, it's about all religions, and we believe what we want to believe. I don't care what it is. We all have different beliefs in religion, and one religion doesn't run the show. So, okay, very interesting. What about the other proposition that the League of Women Voters has a recommendation for?
Well, Proposition 31 would end certain flavored tobacco products, and that was passed as a law, Senate Bill 793 back in 2020. But then there was a petition from people who said they would not like that to go into effect. They wanted a referendum on it, and so that's where we are now. If the people decide that this is a good law, then it will go into effect. But what we're trying to do here basically is protect our youth from nicotine poisoning and smoking habits that are just really unhealthy. It doesn't seem to be productive to do something that makes your kids sick at some point in their lives.
And turns them into addicts. The other population that's very affected by flavored tobacco is the black population in our country. And there are estimates, research shows that about 85% of the black population that smokes menthol cigarettes.
And I've smoked a lot of menthols too. So.
I have too. That's what I have too. I was Newports, a smoker
man.
Too. That's why
Newports.
I can speak to this.
I was a smoker.
Cools.
Oh, my mom smoked Cools, man.
Cools.
See, that's where that advertising comes in. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Big Tobacco doesn't want this to pass. I get that. I get that. This is different for me than Prop 1, though, because this is a freedom. I mean, this is a freedom thing. Just
but it's
like,
also a health and safety thing.
It really is, but what's next? We start with this, and then we move to French fries? I love French fries.
Well, let's just move on this one
worse?
Right now.
Okay.
French fries aren't on the ballot
well,
yet.
Missy wanted to talk about, what could happen later on if we start letting the government make decisions for us.
I think this is, again, kind of looking at our children and saying, okay, it's getting children involved when you have watermelon flavored tobacco products. I mean, you as an adult probably wouldn't pick watermelon, but a kid might.
No.
Mm-mm. I think the importance of this particular one, Prop 31, is that the legislature passed a law. And now the people are saying to the legislature, let's decide if we really wanted you to pass that law. Do you see what the people coming back to the legislature and questioning the decision they made, and that is a remarkable right when
okay.
people can do that.
I got it. So this was a law that was passed.
Right. This
got
was
it.
A law. It's a law now.
And now
it's
we're
a law
bouncing.
Now.
And now we're bouncing back on it. Okay.
Right.
I got that. So this didn't come from the legislature. This is really came. It came from the legislature, and then of
Originally,
course the people are pushing back.
And now
back.
The people are pushing back.
Okay, we'll see. I can't help but think, for the first time ever since Governor Newsom has been our governor, I saw him on a commercial against a proposition, and it was quite animated. Right? Did you see that commercial?
No.
I want to know what it is. I can't believe you guys didn't. Know what it was. It wasn't one of the ones we talked about. It was a different one. Let me see what we got here. Millionaires for electric cars. That might have been it.
He's quite into the electric car thing.
Right. But no, he was against this, whatever it was. It increased the income tax for very wealthy Californians and used the proceeds on programs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from transportation and wildfires. In the state, the initiative.
So that'd be Proposition 30.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
I am trying to figure out why he didn't like it.
Sorry, I guess all three of us missed the ad.
Well, it's a brand new ad. I saw it last night on Channel 7.
Oh.
And of course, I'm all interested because they had a guy up in Butte County, talking about Prop 30. He had all the Prop 30. Prop 30 signs behind him and all that, and Governor Newsom made sense on it. I forget why he was against it, but if anybody knows, why don't you call in 605-4567? Be a very interesting topic of conversation because he's very against it. And on its face, it looks pretty good, right? I mean, electric cars wouldn't do me much good because I can't stop for an hour and charge one up on my way to Vegas or Reno or wherever I'm going, but locally, I told my wife if I quit traveling all the time, I'd get an electric car. Besides that, in the news this morning, it said they're going to try to outlaw diesel trucks by 2035. So I'm going to have to figure out, I'm going to have to make a new plan if that happens, right? Because I have a diesel truck, of course.
Do you think they'll outlaw them or just grandfather them out?
Oh, probably grandfather them out. They'll probably let them die out, and we'll have to buy something else. I get that. By 2035, come on.
That's a long way away.
Yeah, I'll be in my 50s by then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
I'll be just about, I'll be ready to get an electric car by then and toodle around with my wife. Oh, you know what I think they should make legal?
What?
I think I should work on this. They should make the electric golf carts legal, like down in Lincoln. They have the electric golf carts with the blinkers and all that. Mm-hmm. They should do that if they're so interested in carbon footprint. I'd buy one and charge it up at night and go to the store to pick up some sodas and if you go to Lincoln in the mornings, everybody's driving around in one of those golf carts.
Huh.
Yeah, they go to Starbucks, they go to Safeway, they have electric car parking, electric golf cart parking with plug-ins and all kinds of crazy stuff, so. I think that'd be something we should push forward.
I think the next business is trying to figure out how to recycle all these gas cars we have, because we've got a lot.
Oh, hundreds of millions of gas cars.
Yeah.
We refit them with batteries.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The whole pickup truck full of batteries, double A's, fill the whole thing up. Oh, here's another good idea. And then we're going to let you guys talk. I think REU should have a, if you're a solar customer, REU should have a monthly accounting on your bill of where, of how much you used that year and how much you, that month and how much you made.
I actually have solar, and I'm trying to remember if that has that on there already.
No, it doesn't, because I have solar also.
Okay. Yeah.
And well, you know what that would cause? That would cause guys like me to turn up my thermostat, because I'm cheap. I mean, I'm a prior enlisted man. I'm a budget steward. If I think that I'm going to be buying electricity when I'm making my own, I'm going to turn up my thermostat. Isn't that what they want everybody to do? That's something we can put forward, too. Keep that in mind. We're going to have coffee, and we're going to talk about it. Nathan, we got a caller?
I'm still waiting for that coffee.
We got to go on break.
Oh, we got to go on break? We sure as heck do. All right, tell them to hold on. We'll take a break. I'm here with the League of Women Voters, Susan Wilson, Pam Crow, and the famous Missy MacArthur. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Light's in for Carl Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location off of Caterpillar Road. A vocal local supporter, veteran owned and run with attention to detail and an eye for perfection. And in these times, Mike can work to get your home done on your schedule. Mike works by appointment only, so call to set up a consultation, 241-STONE, or estategranite.com. And I can give him my full recommendation. Mike's done a couple of projects for me over the years, and they all came out very, very nice. Give Estate Granite a call. All right, we're here with good friends, the League of Women Voters, whose mission is to educate voters in Shasta County about the propositions, nonpartisan, which is fantastic. And you do take some opinions on some things, and we talked about that already, so good. And I like that. You looked me straight in the eyeball and said, this is what we believe, and that's cool. I like that about you guys. Tomorrow night, Pam, give me an idea what proposition and pies look like, because you can tell that I like pie.
it's a tradition that the Methodist Church has had for years. The League comes in and discusses all the propositions on the ballot, and the Methodist women make pie. So after you hear all your information about the propositions, we eat pie. And tomorrow night we're going to take a straw ballot to see where everyone stands on the propositions at that particular moment in time, which is kind of fun.
And that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. So straw ballot, you just have a paper, you just do a paper ballot. That's really cool. And will they have the results before you leave?
We'll count.
Publicly?
If you eat slowly, we'll count and give the information before you leave.
Yeah. If you have a lot of pie, you'll keep them there.
We'll keep them, yeah.
You'll keep them there. And, of course, you will go over every proposition. You know,
right.
It doesn't feel like there's a lot of propositions on this ballot to me. It seems like there have been many more in the past. Is that right?
It's just 7 this year. I don't remember how many, but I know there have been more in the past. So it's doable this year. You know, you can actually, and it's really good to know that you can look up any of these propositions online and find out information. It's just a matter of taking the time to do it, due diligence, and making a good decision before you vote.
Right. The thing that we want is we want people to evaluate the proposition according to their own culture, their own self, their own needs, their own direction, you know. And so one of the things that we do have, just to reemphasize what Pam said earlier, was how to evaluate a ballot proposition. So we do have that information for people so that they will look. And we're telling them to look at what would actually be accomplished by this, and does it agree with your goals? So if you talk about, for example, banning tobacco products, some people love tobacco products. It goes with their goals. You know, it's going to change the way that they look. We want to know if people think that this is the kind of thing government should do. And that's where what Pam said about changing the Constitution becomes really important. Do we want to put something like X into the Constitution? Do we need to put it into the Constitution? And a lot of times you'll find that the League of Women Voters says, this doesn't need to be in the Constitution. We're going to take a neutral position on this. That
right.
kind of thing.
Because it's not really that important to you anyway. When you think
or perhaps if it goes into the Constitution, it reduces your flexibility for future needs that we have no idea what they are yet, but you don't want to be bound now by a law that would be detrimental in the future. So you kind of have to put on your crystal ball to figure some of this out. But don't curb what you can do in the future by what you decide to do now. It should be something that's more flexible. So maybe instead of a statute at this level, it needs to be locally decided. I mean, there's a whole number of things to consider. But that's the process of going through and making your decision.
Everyone, real quick.
Yes.
I had a caller ask, what was the addresses of all these locations of all these events?
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
Tonight, Pilgrim Church is at 2850 Foothill Boulevard. And tomorrow, we're at the Methodist Church, which is at the corner of South and East Streets in Reading. And we're in the Social Hall in the lower off the lower parking lot.
See, our plan is working.
So another thing to remember about these ballot measures is a lot of times they pass and then immediately they go to some kind of civil suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we really do that or not do that? Is it against the law? How, you know, all those kinds of things. So just because something passes doesn't make it.
So.
And Susan, would you address how the league comes up with like neutral findings? Because we don't endorse or deny every proposition.
Right.
So
right.
Again, we're a democratic
right
organization.
So when we remain neutral on something, that means that we have not. I got to get this right. We have not got a strong position on it that heads us one way or the other to support or to say no. We don't say no on too many, but we also there are ones that we never even look at.
Well, for example,
because we don't have positions to go there.
Right.
On Proposition 28, funding for the arts and music education, apparently the league has taken a neutral stance on that because they believe making decisions about budgets through ballot measures is not good. Is not good policy. So it reduces the flexibility for future spending. It could cause underfunding at another time because of other laws that are already in place. So this just doesn't seem to jive with overall goals
of the
that
league.
Our positions have.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense to me.
And then no recommendations means that we don't have an existing position.
Yeah.
Right, right. So individually, on some of the neutrals, you could be, it, as an individual, you could feel one way or another, but the league is not going to take a
position. Neutral,
a
yeah.
formal.
It's going to remain neutral.
Yeah.
It's good,
mm-hmm.
not
so
good.
So we have two that we are supporting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One and 31. No position on 26, 27. And then we're neutral on 28, 29, and 30.
But on 30, they would not ban Newports or Cools, right? I haven't smoked a Newport in 30 years, probably. Maybe longer. Longer, oh, definitely longer, yeah.
I can remember I quit smoking March 3rd of 1995.
Good for you.
That's it's sort of like a sobriety birthday for me.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you, yeah.
My daughter refused to get in the car with me anymore. Therefore, I had to quit smoking.
You remember we used to smoke in our cars?
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah,
that?
we would burn it up. We'd hotbox that car, man. It would get all on our windows on the inside. Remember that?
So even though we
I don't
only
remember the date, but
sorry to interrupt. But even though we only took the league only took positions on two of the propositions, tomorrow night everything will be discussed.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. and so that's why we call the document pros and cons. We'll talk about the pros and the cons of each one, provide information just like Pam has provided here today on every one. And we will not tell people the position that the league has taken when we're presenting it because we don't want to bias
right.
the,
sure.
the conversation.
Unless they're listening now, then it's out. The cat's out of the bag, but that's okay. I like it. You know, Susan, I was thinking about our interview. I've thought about it a lot. I told you that. I even talked about it last night on the show, Man Up. But I like it when you can just look somebody in the eyeball and tell them how you feel about stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can tell you, I will not support anything that's not freedom.
Good.
I mean, freedom is what we're, and sometimes it's not fun, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not a good, like in your particular instance, right? I'm telling you right now, Prop 30, that's not a freedom proposition for me. I know I heard your point and it's mm-hmm. a good point and I respect it.
Are you talking about 30 or 31?
30, the one you guys are supporting. Or,
that's 31.
Oh, let me see here.
Oops.
31.
31 is...
Read.
Yeah. yeah, my bad. 30. 31. So, because you know what? That's the government starting to make decisions for us that we don't... That's none of their business. It's not their business. They're not going to protect us from everything that can kill us. What's next? I can't go in the sun? I can't what? What's happening here? And by the way, I'm a firearms guy who's deaf from firearms, yet they do not allow noise suppressors on our guns. So, no. You know, I mean, it's not always what's
cracked
up to
and
be.
You know, that's
also a freedom thing.
That's why we vote, though.
That's
because
right. That's why we vote.
Everybody votes according to their needs, their culture, their approach, their family, yep. their history. And so, I mean, we're a lucky country when we think about that.
I totally agree.
We have the right to vote.
And we're friends sitting here making, having a healthy debate. And your guys' points are fantastic. I think I've got a good point also. And I just thought about something, Missy. I haven't seen you in renewal lately.
Yeah, I'm a little
What's
behind.
What's happening? Do we
I'm
need to talk about that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, we're going to close down this show because...
Can I say one quick thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you can't come to the forums, they will go to our website, League of Women Voters Reading Area, and you'll be able to see the video.
League of Women Voters Reading Area, they're going to record it. It has been a great Friday. Everybody have a good weekend. Thank you, Missy. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Susan, for coming in.
Thank you.
A good interview. I think it probably went over really well with our listeners. And like Carl says, there's the good guys and the bad. Which one are you?